Be Radio Perth and WA.
Just after 8.30 this morning, you heard from the Premier, Mark McGowan. He was responding to new guidelines that were issued yesterday by the WA Environmental Protection Authority. And it's basically asking all new major projects in this state to offset 100% of their emissions. And immediately the reaction was swift. Industry groups very quick to slam this, saying that it would cause thousands of job losses, turn investors off and put at risk some major LNG projects. We've been asking you this morning as well what you think about this. 1300 222 720, or on the text 0437 922 720. And the Premier saying he will not endorse this. He doesn't agree with it. He said he thought the EPA had gone too far and that this was an issue that was being dealt with at a federal level and should be left to be dealt with at a federal level.
The CEO of Woodside has joined us, Peter Coleman. Good morning to you. How will the EPA's new guidelines impact on you?
Well, look, it's a really good question, because if you have a look at the guidelines themselves, they're actually unachievable. So they're aspirational targets that, even on a global basis with the Paris Climate Accord a number of years ago, said that by 2050 this is where we need to get. Through processes of their own and only known to themselves, the EPA has come out with a ruling that says immediately we need to meet targets that for the rest of the world 30 years in the future. So we don't actually know how we're going to meet them today is the issue we have, and that's why we're having this sort of reaction to it. Of course, we want to be part of the solution to climate, and we're already investing heavily in that. But the reality is, we sit here today, we don't have a solution, and of course, this is just bureaucratic red tape gone mad for us.
Which projects would it directly impact on?
The key ones for us really are Pluto and, of course, Browse. Both of those projects are up in the Pilbara, up in the Karratha area. We're going to spend about $5 billion Australian directly in Karratha itself. That'll generate over 2,000 jobs and 400 permanent jobs. And, you know, the perverse part about all of this is, you know, an action that's arbitrary and without consultation is actually has the potential to prevent us getting a product into the global market that will actually halve the greenhouse gas footprint of coal. So we're kind of perplexed with this at the moment. I'd say in many ways quite angry about it, that you've got a regulator who's actually hiding under the regulatory authority and without consultation at all coming out, and what we see is coming out with quite an arbitrary decision.
We've heard a lot this morning about the way investors would react. Have you spoken or had any feedback from your investors?
Oh, look, they're very concerned. In fact, you know, I was up in Singapore yesterday just talking to investors, and this became the topic of conversation. You've probably seen some of the initial reactions from the analysts, who basically came out straight away yesterday afternoon and said Browse is dead. So I think, you know, it's really important for sentiment. This is not just a Woodside issue. This is an issue across all industries, because this affects all industries. So, yes, while we're talking about an LNG project at the moment, this act actually affects everybody, and everybody should be concerned about this.
You said a moment ago, without consultation, without any consultation. I just want to be clear. Are you saying the EPA, in making these guidelines, did not consult with Woodside ever?
Not at all. And in fact, EPA, in what I think was just a terrible process, brought in a group about a week ago and held them under tight secrecy. They were industry groups. And basically, you can see any time somebody does that, they know they're doing something that's not right. And so their own processes require them for us to go out and have public consultation on a very wide basis any time that we make application. Yet the EPA, making their own rules, has decided they don't need to consult on any regulatory guidelines that they put in place. So we've got the master here deciding that they've got a set of rules for themselves, and then the rest of us have a different set of rules.
Peter Coleman, who are these industry groups that you mentioned there?
Well, of course, APA and CME were brought in. We're aware of that now after the fact. Of course, those groups were not able to tell us. So they were local-level people who were then held to tight secrecy with the threat that they would never be involved in a process again. So they held that, and it was only by happenstance that we've been able to find out about this. So You know, the largest players in town were never consulted about it. We're the ones generating jobs. And the EPA, in their own little cosy huddle that sit out there on St. George's Terrace, have decided that this is something that they're going to change the world. But it's just ridiculous. It's just absolutely an appalling process, and it's fundamentally ridiculous.
21 to 10, you're listening to Peter Coleman, who is the CEO of Woodside, and we're talking about the EPA's new guidelines for oil and gas projects. Well, that's what concerns Mr. Coleman particularly. The Premier spoke to us earlier today and said that he does not really subscribe to the new guidelines, but hasn't ruled out that he'll embrace some of them at least. And there is some clarity that is required, I guess. Mr. Coleman, we've had some people getting in touch with us. There's not always a lot of sympathy for big miners and big oil and gas companies. So I used to work for Woodside, and I know how much of a free ride the LNG industry gets. It's about time they paid their way and contributed to both WA and the worsening climate that they've heated up. That's from Dave in Hamilton Hill. How do you respond to those sorts of criticisms?
Yeah, well, I think Dave needs to go back and actually look at and see who's driving the economy here and who's providing jobs for those kids at the moment that are sitting on double-digit unemployment rates. The reality is the LNG industry does not get a free ride at all. In fact, we're one of the most heavily regulated industries, not only in this state, but in the country. We have a social obligation, and we've been meeting those social obligations for many years. I think people need to go and have a look at our website and just see just how broadly a company like Woodside and others in our industry interact with the community and the sorts of things that we do.
You mentioned that APA and the CME were involved in discussions with the EPA. And APA is the Australian Petroleum Production Exploration Association, the Chamber of Minerals and Energy, of course. They're bodies that represent you. Are you not comfortable that they would have been doing your bidding in these meetings?
No, there was no bidding and there was no meetings. There was a single meeting where they were told this was the outcome and then they were sworn to secrecy. It was a very covertly done process by the EPA. It clearly smacks of the fact that they knew that what they were doing was way out of bounds and abused process, and it also abused their statutory rights as the authority. And so they've decided to go out on a limb themselves. I see it as tokenism. It's pure tokenism where they brought some people into the room, swore them to secrecy, and then now want to go out and say, well, we consulted with you.
Peter Coleman, the Premier this morning was saying he didn't endorse this and said he thought the EPA had gone too far and this was an issue best left in the federal realm. Have you spoken to the Premier?
Yeah, I've had a conversation with the Premier about this. So firstly, I endorse the Premier's comments this morning, but equally, I would implore upon the Premier to start to give us some certainty as quickly as we can. Of course, as you know, the State Labor Party still hasn't finalised their position on these particular matters. This ruling by the EPA just throws that all into a huge amount of uncertainty for us. So, you know, I'd be looking for the Premier to lead his party to get finalisation on what their policy actually is. Because at the moment, I'm sitting here in a policy vacuum wanting to spend billions of dollars in this state, and I don't know what the rules are.
Do you accept, though, that your position is not sustainable in the long term, that things will have to change, that you will have to do things differently, and this isn't something you are going to have to at some point embrace?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we've already got plans to do this. So it's not a matter of us resisting embracing it. It's just that there is a transition period that all industries are going to go through. So we're already preparing for it and we're already doing things today for this. My point here is this is bringing forward 30 years, the time frame in which those things need to be done. And these are things that are agreed at a global basis, not by a local EPA group who've decided that they want to go out and set global policy in what they call the absence of a federal policy in Australia.
Peter Coleman, the CEO of Woodside, we thank you for your time today and appreciate you being a part of our program.
Thanks very much.
It is 18 to 10.